This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the Food and Drug Administration warned against prescription drugs from outside the country. The FDA said they have found problems with prescription drugs bought from a Canadian internet pharmacy and shipped through the Bahamas. A co-owner of the pharmacy claims the agency is trumping up charges as a way of keeping Americans from buying cheaper drugs. NPR's Joanne Silberner has this report.
It all started last year when several drug manufacturers choked off supplies to Canadian internet pharmacies. So some internet drugstores partnered with overseas pharmacies. CanadaRx.net sent two Canadian pharmacists to the Bahamas, where they were able to buy drugs from European countries and service their U.S. customers. In July, the Food and Drug Administration seized nearly 500 of those prescriptions filled in the Bahamas and mailed through Miami. Today, Associate FDA Commissioner Bill Hubbard said the drugs have troublesome elements.
They are not American-made. They were transshipped through the Bahamas to avoid Canadian regulation. We can find no known identity for some, so they may well be counterfeit. And the seller in Canada of these drugs has been convicted in Canada for fraud and for selling diverted drugs.
And Hubbard says many of the drugs weren't even a bargain.
One patient purchased a diuretic for hypertension called furosemide, in which the patient paid $13 for the drug, a $14 shipping fee, when they could have bought the same drug for $8.59 at their corner drugstore. So they paid $27 for a drug they could have bought for less than $9 here in the United States.
Harvey Organ is a co-owner of the internet pharmacy, CanadaRx.net. He disputed each of the FDA contentions. The first charge, that the drugs aren't American-made.
The answer is, naturally, it's not American-made on the label, but neither are the Americans. the American stuff is made in Ireland and Sweden.
Harvey Organ says the only difference is those drugs are labeled for sale in the American market. And he says he didn't violate any Canadian law by mailing the drugs from the Bahamas.
The only reason I went down to the Bahamas was because I cannot get Canadian product.
Harvey Organ says his drugs aren't counterfeit. He purchases them from one of the largest wholesalers in Europe. But he wouldn't name the wholesaler because drug companies might cut off that wholesaler the way they did with wholesalers supplying Canadian internet pharmacies directly. About the criminal charges, Organ admits to breaking some rules but says they were minor infractions regarding drug pricing. And he says his brand name drugs are bargains. And he says the FDA should be worried about quality, not prices. What would settle the quality issue is a chemical analysis of the drugs in question. The FDA's Hubbard says they haven't done that.
We don't usually do that because it's very expensive and time-consuming.
Meanwhile, six senators, three Republicans and three Democrats, today released a letter they sent Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. The letter asked Frist to do something he's been reluctant to do, allow a vote on a bill that would allow Americans to purchase drugs legally from Canada. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.